By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, welcome back to another episode, another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, today we have got here and this is the morning show. And wherever you are in the world, regardless of what time it is in your country, if you're watching this program, we say welcome to you. And whatever you're doing at the moment, especially those who are having breakfast, if you're drinking tea at the moment, please enjoy your tea. At the same time, please stay tuned and watch this program till the end. Inshallah, we have an exciting, in fact, today it's an emotional topic and maybe something that each and every one of us can relate to. So please stay tuned and enjoy these moments with Madani Channel. Inshallah, it'll give you some form of idea how you should spend the rest of the day today, inshallah azawajal. But before we continue, before we move forward with our topic, let's start with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban رحم والا.
الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون.
اللہ پہلے بناتا ہے پھر دوبارہ بنائے گا پھر اس کی طرف پھرو گے.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
اور جس دن قیامت قائم ہوگی مجرموں کی آس ٹوٹ جائے گی.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ.
اور ان کے شریک ان کے سفارشی نہ ہوں گے اور وہ اپنے شریکوں سے منکر ہو جائیں گے.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ.
اور جس دن قیامت قائم ہوگی اس دن الگ ہو جائیں گے.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ.
تو وہ جو ایمان لائے اور اچھے کام کیے باغ کی کیاری میں ان کی خاطرداری ہوگی.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ.
اور وہ جو کافر ہوئے اور ہماری آیتیں اور آخرت کا ملنا جھٹلایا وہ عذاب میں لا دھرے یعنی ڈالے جائیں گے.
فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ.
تو اللہ کی پاکی بولو جب شام کرو اور جب صبح ہو.
وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ.
اور اسی کی تعریف ہے آسمانوں اور زمین میں اور کچھ دن رہے اور جب تمہیں دوپہر ہو.
یخرج الحی من المیت ویخرج المیت من الحی ویحیی الارض بعد موتها وکذالک تخرجون.
وہ زندہ کو نکالتا ہے مردے سے اور مردے کو نکالتا ہے زندہ سے اور زمین کو جلاتا یعنی سر سبز و شاداب کرتا ہے اس کے مرے پیچھے اور یوں ہی تم نکالے جاؤ گے.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ.
اور اس کی نشانیوں سے ہے یہ کہ تمہیں پیدا کیا مٹی سے، پھر جبھی تم انسان ہو دنیا میں پھیلے ہوئے.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً.
اور اس کی نشانیوں سے ہے کہ تمہارے لیے تمہاری ہی جنس سے جوڑے بنائے کہ ان سے آرام پاؤ، اور تمہارے آپس میں محبت اور رحمت رکھی.
ان فی ذلک لآیات لقوم یتفکرون،
بے شک اس میں نشانیاں ہیں دھیان کرنے والوں کے لیے.
ومن آیاته خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف السنتکم والوانکم،
اور اس کی نشانیوں سے ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کی پیدائش اور تمہاری زبانوں اور رنگتوں کا اختلاف.
ان فی ذلک لآیات للعالمین،
بے شک اس میں نشانیاں ہیں جاننے والوں کے لیے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ، دس واز دا مومنٹ آف دا مورننگ ویئر وی گیٹ چانس ٹو لسن ٹو دا تلاوت آف دا گلوریس قرآن. سبحان اللہ، وین ایور یو ہیو دس اپرچونیٹی ٹو لسن ٹو دا ورسز آف دا گلوریس قرآن، دس انلائٹنز یور ہارٹ، اٹ میکس یو سول فیل اینڈ کمفرٹ. سبحان اللہ، مائی ڈیئر برادرز، the viewers of Rise and Shine, as Muslims we should begin our day with our Fajr Salah. We should pray our Salah at the right time, and if there's anyone of you who has not performed his Fajr Salah today, then without any delay leave the program to one side, make your way, perform your ablution, and make up for the Salah that you have missed today, and make a sincere tawbah as well to never miss your namaz. Muslim's day should start with Salah and then also with the recitation of the glorious Quran. My dear brothers, as a Muslim, it is essential for us to build our connection with the glorious Quran. And whenever we recite the verses of the Quran, we should try to ponder upon the meanings as well. Alhamdulillah, in our day and age, we have the translation in English available to us. If you want to read a very comprehensive and latest version of English translation of the glorious Quran, then I will recommend Kanzul Iman. The Kanzul Iman, the translation that has been published by Maktabatul Madina of Dawat Islami, is a newly translation of the Quran Pak, and it's very easy to understand as well. So please make a daily habit, every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, open the glorious Quran, read some of the verses, and then read the translation, and then try to ponder upon the meanings. Subhanallah, these, the tilawat that we have just heard, Allahu Akbar, if you can understand Urdu language, because it was the Urdu translation played with it as well, or it was on the screen, the Urdu translation that you are able to understand, you realize that today's verses were on the, they were from Surah Ar-Rum, and the verses were about the power and mighty and the signs of Allah Ta'ala. And there was a mention about the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. And my dear brothers, this is something we need to realize. Whenever we read the verses of the Quran, it brings you to reality. It makes you realize where we need to lead our life towards, how we need to turn, make the turns in our life. My dear brothers, please develop this beautiful habit of reciting the verses of the Quran every single day with translation. And those who speak the Urdu language, why don't you develop this beautiful habit of reading reading Tafsir Siratul Jinan. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, we have listened to the verses of the Quran Pak. Now let me share with you the excellence of reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember reciting Salawat upon the beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa, the last and final messenger of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, is a means of great reward and blessings, not just in the dunya or also in the akhirah as well. Our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marrah," that whoever recites durood upon me, whoever sends salat upon me 1,000 times a day. Subhanallah. Just imagine someone has this beautiful habit of reciting durood pak 1,000 times a day. Indeed, it's a very noble act. It's a great honor for someone to develop this beautiful habit to recite salawat 1,000 times a day. Subhanallah. And you know what's the reward for it? You want to know? Come on, listen to this then. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marrah, lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. In the dunya, in his lifetime, the doors will open for him and he will be able to view his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. What a great blessing and honor for the one who recites Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we should never underestimate reciting Durood Pak. We should never underestimate the power of salawat. My dear brothers, whilst we are mentioning the virtues and excellences of reciting Durood Pak, why don't we take a moment and recite Durood Pak? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One thing that I will suggest, that whenever we get this chance to recite Durood Pak, we shouldn't just read it as a normal custom, as a normal routine, you know, whilst we're busy with other things as well, and we just read Durood Pak. But we should recite Durood Pak with full attention, with giving our focus, with this tawajjuh, with this focus that we are reciting peace and blessings upon the best of the creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, we should try to enlighten our hearts. How can you recite 1,000 times Durood Pak? It's very easy to say, but the reality is a lot of us struggle to recite regular Durood Pak on a daily basis. And one key reason for this is that we've not really allocated a time. You know, in our life, let's analyze your daily routine. You have a certain structure in your life. You fix your morning, you know, you have your meal times, you have breakfast, you have lunch, you have evening meal, then you have work times, you have set a pattern in your life, even our daily salah. There's a set structure every day. You pray Fajr at the time of Fajr, before sunrise. Then the Zuhr Salah is in the midday. Asr, late afternoon. Maghrib at the sunset. And Isha prayer in the night. We have a set structure in our ibadat as well, in our worship. At the same time, we have structure for various aspects of our life. And somewhere in our daily routine, we should allocate a time to recite Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe a lot of you, when you travel to work, you know, some people travel for 40 minutes, 1 hour, 30 minutes, whatever the distance is. Why don't you utilize that time, the traveling time, and have a tasbih in your hand, or even with your tongue? Why don't we recite Durood Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you're waiting in a queue, next time you go to your doctors, when you're in the queue, you have to wait for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Rather than, you know, looking, staring, you know, here and there, looking at the billboards, why don't we recite Durood Pak? Why don't we say, you know, maybe before each salah, maybe after each namaz, maybe before going to bed, maybe early morning, whatever time suits you, when you're going for a morning walk or evening walk, whatever it is, why don't you fix a certain time where this particular time is for reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, if we can do this, inshallah, it will really enlighten our lives, inshallah. At the same time, by the way, when you recite Durood e Pak or whenever you perform any good action, there's one niyat, one intention that you can make is, besides saying that I am doing this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, at the same time you can say, I'm performing this particular action. For example, it could be Salah, it could be Durood e Pak, it could be reciting Quran, it could be showing your kind gesture to your neighbors, to your relatives, whatever good that you're doing, you can make this niyat that I am performing this good so that for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also to gain the reward and blessings that have been mentioned in the Quran and Ahadith. Subhanallah. Like this, you know, all the virtues and blessings that have been mentioned that in the Quran Pak and in various ahadith, inshallah, you are making this intention to reap the rewards and blessings of them as well. Subhanallah. It's like you're performing that beautiful act, at the same time you're following those various narrations and the ahkam, the rulings that have been mentioned in Quran ahadith as well, and you'll get so much reward, you can multiply the blessings, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make this day a means of rahmah, a means of blessings for us, so we can really reap the rewards and we can better ourselves and we can move forward, you know, in a better journey, in a better circumstance towards the journey of the Akhirah, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, we've recited the Durood e Pak. Now let's listen to a beautiful kalam. Let's see which kalam Madani Channel team has prepared for us today. Let us really enlighten our hearts and souls by listening to a beautiful kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان سے معمور رہا سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت بے اگر مان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا جانو دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جانو دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful kalam in the remembrance of the beautiful city, the illuminated city of Madinatul Munawwara. سبحان اللہ, may Allah تعالی allow us in our lifetime to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara many times in our life. May our last moments of our life be in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. My dear brothers, alhamdulillah, you are watching the morning show of Madani Channel, Rise and Shine. And today we have an important topic that we are going to be discussing. And that is the importance of not forgetting your loved ones. So the importance of family time, the importance of looking after those who are lonely in our society. And that is something that we need to realize. There are so many people within our own circle, within our own family circle that are often neglected. They are often left alone and they suffer in loneliness. And we need to recognize this. We need to be able to understand this and feel the pain that they have. And we need to somehow become a support role, give them the moral boost that they need. And this is something that we need to realize. This is the topic that we are going to be talking about today. However, actually to gain the blessings and barakah, I want to share some beautiful narrations in front of you, because this topic is about family connections, bonding with our relatives and the honorable, beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a form of lesson for us, and how he sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his family members, his relatives, is a sign for us that how we should react to our family members as well. Subhanallah, you know, as a Muslim, you have so many family connections. You have parents, you have grandparents, you have uncles, aunties, you have brothers and sisters. And there's one connection that sometimes some people have, not everyone. And this connection is the milk relations. Raza'i rishtedar. For example, you have a milk brother or a sister. Those individuals who drank the milk from same mother. Yeah, they are your milk brothers and sisters, and they have importances in Islam as well. You have to be caring for them. You have to look after them as well. And our beloved Aqa, the last and final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, also had a milk sister. And this honorable lady, this sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is called Shima. Sayyidatuna Shima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the milk sister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the love and giving her honor, to show the respect to her, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up for her. This was a kind gesture. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't need to do that. This was to show there's importance of sisters. Even if it's a milk sister, this has an importance. As Muslims, we have to love them. We have to show kindness to them. Our beloved Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up for her. Subhanallah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat her down on his blessed chadar mubarak after spreading it. Subhanallah. Just imagine how much love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showering upon her milk sister. That he sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread his shawl mubarak, the chadar mubarak, and then told her to take a seat on that place. Subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her that, ask, you will be bestowed. Subhanallah. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. And it is mentioned that during these great words, this great moment of kindness, the tears were flowing from the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, if you want, you can live with us with respect. It's your choice. If you want to stay with us, you are more than welcome. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her three slaves and one slave girl and one or two camels when she returned back. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met her again, met the same sister, milk sister again. And this was at the place of Ji'rana. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also bestowed upon her sheep and goats. So from these various narrations, we learn that our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us a life lesson that we must maintain good relationship. We must treat our relatives with kindness, with respect, with honor, and give them importance. My dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, this is something that we must reflect as a Muslim. Because as a Muslim, when we look around our society, we see that many of us neglect our duties. There are people who have bonding, who have connections with us, and they are waiting for us to show a smile. They are waiting for us to come close. But they remain in the state of waiting, and we don't go near them. Maybe you can relate to this in your own life. Just look around your family members. There would be certain people. Make a list. In fact, whilst you're watching this program, why don't you make a list of names of such relatives that you feel you should be meeting? It could be your relatives. It could be close relatives. It could be far relatives. It could be those who are connected with your parents. You know, like they say, friends of your father. And those people who knew your parents. Maybe it could be some of them. Make a list of such names. That these are people you feel that you should be meeting them frequently. Even if it's, you know, once in a week or once in a month. Yeah, just make a list of these names. And, you know, whilst you're making these names, maybe, you know, this list will just, you know, it'll just move up from 1 to 2 to 3 to 10 names. And the list will keep growing. There are people just around you. I'm not saying, you know, you need to go to a different country. I'm not saying you need to go to other part of the world. Just within your own city, within your own area, within your reach, there are people who you should be meeting, who you should be spending time with, but we don't. And the question is, why don't we? How can a week pass by and you don't touch base with your relatives? How can a month go past and you've not communicated with your uncles and aunties and grandparents? How come? Now, I have to say this with a heavy heart. How come years upon years pass by and you don't communicate with your loved ones? Be honest. Touch your heart on the heart and say, is that fair? Is that a fair treatment? Why is it like that? Maybe those who are watching, you have some relatives who are in different countries. Maybe from your homeland, where you come from. If you're not, you know, originally from the country you are from, if you belong to another country where your parents were born, maybe you've got relatives there. It could be your grandparents. It could be your aunties, your uncles. It could be your cousins. People who are very close to you in relation. But it's been years and years. These family members are yearning to see you. They don't want your wealth. They don't want your money. They don't want gifts from you. They just want to see you for the sake of, you know, connections. You know, it's very emotional. Maybe your grandparents, maybe your dada, dadi, maybe your nana, nani, your parents, you know, their parents, you know, your loved ones, maybe, you know, for years they are yearning and they cry, they weep to see you. But you're the one who's not even bothered. You're not even concerned. You don't even think about them. You don't even have a time to even think about your grandparents. You don't have a moment to even consider your loved ones, your relatives. Who are those people who actually care for you? They want the best for you. It's years go past and we don't see them. And that's something that, you know, I want to touch your hearts. I want you to realize and reflect that Please realize that this is not appropriate. This is not the right way. This is not the teachings of Islam. Islam teaches us to build bond and connection with our loved ones. And there are people, please realize, you might be living in a beautiful environment, you might be happy with your life, but there are people who have connections with you and they are yearning to see you. And they are worried, they are concerned. They cry for you. And from your point of view, you just move on with the life. You don't even spare a moment to think about them. Come on, that's not right. That's not the right approach. My dear brothers, let us try to understand. What does Islam tell us? What are the teachings of the Quran and Pak? Let's try to realize. Let's try to understand. Yeah, I'm going to read to you the translation of verse number 38 of Surah Ar-Rum. And in here, we learn the importance of showing kindness towards your family members, your relatives, to the needy and those who are travelers. You know, this is something we need to realize. What does our Rabb, what does Allah Ta'ala want from us? What has He commanded for us? Let's try to listen to that. The first quote that I'm going to mention to you is ayat number, verse number 38 of Surah Ar-Rum, which is in part 21. Our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran, therefore, give the relative his right, and to the needy, and to the travelers. This is better for those who seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. When you analyze this beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, very clearly, there is a mention, and the mention about the importance of giving the right to your relative. So give that due right, what they deserve. Give them happiness, look after them, treat them well. Yeah. So the first category that has been mentioned is your relatives, give them the right. The second category that has been described here is the needy, those who are struggling, those who are poor, those who are in need, give them the right. And the third category is the travelers, those who are musafir, those who are traveling and they need support, they need help. And if you are in the state that you are able to help, then please help them. Because if you are kind to your relatives, if you are kind to the needy, and if you show nice gesture towards the travelers, then this is better for you. For those who wish to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want your Allah to become happy with you, if we want our Rabb to become happy with us, then we must show kindness towards these three categories. So these are the people who have actually achieved their purpose of life. They have achieved their goal. They have succeeded. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, in this verse, subhanallah, we have been given a life guideline, life principle, how we should live our life. My dear brothers, please try to understand the greatness and the importance of showing love and kindness towards your family members, towards your relatives. Subhanallah. In the verse number 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah, our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy. Subhanallah. You know, just for a moment, I want you to pause and try to realize how lucky we are that our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal has made us a Muslim and has given us this beautiful teaching. Subhanallah, this is one of the beautiful aspects of Islam. If there's anyone who is watching this program and you have not chosen a faith, you are not a Muslim and you are looking into Islam, Subhanallah, this is the teachings of Islam. Our Quran, which is the last and final message of Allah. In this glorious Quran, our Rabb, our Creator is ordering us, is commanding us to be good to your parents. Be kind to relatives. Be nice to orphans and look after the needy. This is the true teachings of Islam. Subhanallah, we are so fortunate. We are so lucky to be Muslims. We should thank Allah Ta'ala for this. Ya Allah, we thank you for giving us, for blessing us this great gift in the form of Iman, in the form of Islamic faith. And those who are considering Islam, this is the right place where you need to be. Why are you looking at Islam from the outside? Why don't you enter Islam? Why don't you become a Muslim? Why don't you look and see the beauty of Islam from the inside and you will be transformed? This is the best decision that you will ever make in your life. Why don't you call us on Madani Channel? Why don't you contact us through various networks and reach out to us? If you need support, if you need help, why don't you contact any Dawood Islami members in your society, in your local community? If you are not aware of anyone in your area, why don't you reach out to Madani Channel? And inshallah, with the will of Allah, you will get guidance. And if there's any questions, anything that you are confused about, you can also ask those such questions as well. But dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, today's topic is to never leave your loved ones alone. And this is something that we need to realize. When do we need to make sure we don't leave our relatives alone? And I want to categorize that into two. Okay, the first section is making sure that you are connected with your loved ones in the dunya. Whilst you're living, whilst you're breathing, whilst you're alive, it is important throughout your life you maintain this good bond, this strong connection with your loved ones, with your family members. And then the second category is when they have passed away. Now, maybe everyone here can relate to this. Your parents, your loved ones who have passed away. We can't just forget them. We need to remember them. They are still our family members. We need to make dua for them, dua of forgiveness. We should ask Allah for forgiveness. We should do istighfar for them. We should ask Allah for mercy for them. We should ask Allah so that their graves become a gardens from the gardens of Jannah. We should pray for them that so they have a high place in Jannah. This is something very important. We should continuously do good actions and, you know, perform and send Isal al-Thawab, you know, give the reward and blessing to them. So we have two categories here. And let's try to analyze both of them. Number one, which is in the dunya. There are people in your life who are close to you, who should be close to you, but you are far from them. Sometimes you're sitting in the same room, sitting right next to each other, but we're in our own little world. You're sitting with your mother, you're sitting with your father, but you're busy on your phone, on the smartphones. And you're just, you know, the 5 minutes that you're there next to your mom, you're just scrolling, you know, on different social media accounts, and you're looking at status of other people. You're just busy in your little world. And you know, your mom says to you, "Son, why are you smiling?" I think, why is mom, you know, like intervening with my things? Yeah, no, she doesn't want to go, you know, and she doesn't want to know what you're doing. She's just seen a smile in you, and she wants to be involved in your life. That's a gesture. That's a sign. Your mom wants to be involved in your life, and you're getting frustrated. What's going on? Yeah, you spend these 5 minutes right next to your mom. You're having a meal next to your father. And you're on your own phone, and the fathers who are watching this as well. Now we do it as well. Look, let's admit, yeah. When we are sitting with our children, you know, rather than giving them the full focus, we're giving them the full attention. What do? We give the attention to the phones, to the PC and tablets, to the TV, and we don't give that same love that they need. And then we complain. We say, "Oh, my son doesn't listen to me. My daughter, well, she doesn't even talk to me." Then we complain. But the question is, how much quality time do we give to your parents? Remember, I said quality time. I didn't say give time. Now, I think we need to realize, you know, that a time, you know, some years ago, we used to say that please give time to your family. But I think, you know, with time, you have to change words. You have to add words, because what happens with time, certain words, they lose their value. They don't mean the same thing. So when you say give time to your family, now that doesn't have much value these days. You have to say give quality time. Because people do give time to their family, but they don't give quality time. They, for example, just to, you know, because the kids are messing around, they're making so much noise. Yeah, just to keep them quiet, what do? We give them these phones. We give them the PC and tablets so they can carry on and, you know, get themselves in their own, you know, they can busy themselves in their own little world, and we can have a peace and harmony. We can be, you know, busy with our, we can chat with our friends. That's not giving time to your kids. That's not giving importance to your children. So it works out, it works both ways. You know, parents need to give quality time to the children. Children must give quality time to their parents. But when you are with your parents, when you are with your loved ones, then just make sure you give up, you are with them all the time. You need to be with them with your mind, with your heart. You shouldn't be thinking about anything else. You shouldn't be planning other activities. This is something that we all struggle on, and we need to realize that because of our behavior, because of our such treatment towards these great and loved individuals who have such love and concern for us, you know, they worry and they cry. They have to wait. They have to yearn for, they long to see your smile. They long to hear you. They want to talk to you. You know, maybe there are people who are watching this program today, you have not spoken to your parents. You have not phoned your mom or your dad. You have not spoken to your loved ones, and it's been a long time. Why don't you take this opportunity? Right now, pick your phones up and give them a call. Talk to your family. Give them a love. Just a few moments, few minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Why don't you talk to them? Give them a call. See how they're doing. How's their health? Just inquire about them. And you will realize, you know, this will make their day. They will be overjoyed. They'll be excited that my son has called me today. My cousin, my relative has phoned me. I can give you a personal experience. Alhamdulillah, when I get this opportunity to visit one of my elderly relatives, who you could say lives around 1 hour distance away from my home. Whenever I get a chance to visit them, and I pray, may Allah bless him with long and healthy life and cure him from the illnesses and diseases. And may Allah Almighty make it easy for him, give him comfort in his life. May Allah increase blessings in his iman. See, this is another thing. Whenever you remember your loved ones, make dua for them. This is another sign of kindness for them. They don't know this. Most likely this relatives I'm mentioning to you, you know, he's probably not even watching this program. But it just came to our mind, and these du'as just came from our tongue. So this is something we need to realize. Whenever you remember your loved ones, make du'a for them. You know, wish best for them. So this uncle, this elderly relative of mine that I was going to give an example of, Alhamdulillah, whenever I have this opportunity to speak to them on the phone, or when I get a chance to visit them physically, you know, this uncle, this elderly person, he gets so excited. You could see from his body language that he's over the moon. He's so happy that, for example, I have come and visited him. And it's not because of me. By the way, it's not because of this person here. It's because that he is very close to my father. And my father has passed away a few years ago. May Allah Ta'ala give him a high rank in Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive him. So he was very close to my honorable father. And whenever he looks at me, he feels that he is talking to my father. He's meeting my father. And you can see that, you could, from his body language, from, you know, the reflection that he has from his love, you can feel it, that he's so happy. It seems that, you know, it's made not just his day, but it's like the whole week will go really well now. Now he's so happy that he feels that he's met his, like, long friend that he spent so much with him, you know, in the life. And that's what happens. What did I do? No, I just went to visit him for maybe 1 hour. Half an hour, 1 hour, few hours, just for a short period after a long time. You just go there, visit these people, these individuals, these great people, elderly people in our society. They need someone to come and to talk to them. Because these are the people who often get neglected. There are so many people around us. They live in the same society. They visit the same masjid. They live in the same household. They live in the same streets. But do you know, they feel lonely. They feel that there's no one with them. They don't mix in with your lifestyle. They don't mix in with the rest of people in your community. They are left alone. And this is, it's difficult. Please try to realize I'm trying to raise my voice for these people that who live in your society, who are lonely, who are struggling. They want someone to just to talk to them. Next time when you see someone like that, like you've not spoken to someone, someone who lives in your society, you see them frequently, but you don't bump into them, you don't talk to them, you don't give salam to them. Maybe next time when you reach out, when you see someone like that, why don't you give salam? Assalamu alaikum. How are you, uncle? Are you okay? Why don't you inquire about their health? I remember, this again, I'm giving you my personal experience. I remember I came out from my house once, and this was during the COVID period when a lot of people went to self-isolation, and elderly people, you know, they were really struggling, you know, with their mental health, and, you know, they you know, it was very difficult for them. So this one uncle I've not seen for a long time, doesn't live that far from my street. And if I'll be honest with you, someone probably I wouldn't talk to, not because of any reason, but it's just like, you just have your own lifestyle, they have their own lifestyle, big age gap. You don't really, you know, talk to each other. There's a lot of people you don't talk to each other. However, this uncle, once I saw him on the street, and I took the opportunity and I gave salam. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, uncle? Obviously, I said it in my own mother tongue, in my Punjabi or Mirpuri language. And this uncle, he crossed the road and he came to me. And I wasn't expecting this. Subhanallah. He came close and he started talking to me. And then I asked him about his health. How are you feeling now? How's family? How's your health overall? Just basic questions I was asking him. And, you know, through that little discussion that I've had with him, I could feel he was so connected. This person hadn't left his home for months. He was in self-isolation. He didn't talk to anyone. He felt that his kids come out of the cage today. This was his first day that he came out on the street after a long time. And then when he got a chance to speak to someone, he felt so connected. He didn't really recognize me. He doesn't know me. Yeah, but there are people in our society, they just want someone to talk to. Why don't we reach out to these people? Why don't we share love to these people, kindness towards them? This is the true teachings of Islam. My dear brothers, remember, whilst we should be nice and kind to people who are around us, then there are people in our structure of life who have more importance. The more they are connected with you, Islamically, the more responsibility we have to show kindness and love towards them. And from the whole list, those who are most connected with you are your parents, your loved ones. And if there's anyone who's watching this program and you've not spoken to your mom or dad, and it's been a long time, or even if it's not a long time, but your parents are not happy with you, please, please sort this out. Reach out to your parents and apologize to them. They don't deserve this. You know, they need love. They want you to be happy. Please reach out to your parents and apologize. Even if you think it's not your fault, reach out to them, make up with them. Because as Muslims, we cannot break relations. We need to realize this. We cannot break relations. We have to maintain these connections. You could be upset with someone. I admit, times they do come that when you struggle with your family members, with your relatives, you know, everyone is different. You know, the way they behave, the way they live their life, you know, the things that they will bother you, they'll frustrate you, and you don't like them. But tough luck, that's life. Everyone is different. Everyone has their own way of life. Then it doesn't matter. From your side, you should still maintain that relationship. Just because someone who doesn't live his life according to your lifestyle or your views doesn't mean they're wrong. Yeah? Even if they're wrong, they're still your family members. Even if it's the worst person on the earth, it's still your family member, your blood, your brother, your sister, your uncle. You cannot cut relations. And from the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we learn that you cannot cut ties more than 3 days. You cannot be naraz. You can't avoid them for more than 3 days. You have to make up And then if you think, if I have to make up with that person after 3 days or within the 3 days, then why wait for 3 days? Yeah, you know, immediately just have that mindset. Look, from your heart, you cannot have hatred for your loved ones. You have to show kindness. You have to be nice. You have to show gentleness towards them. And this is something that we need to realize. A lot of us, you know, we are busy with our own life, with our own daily and weekly routines. But there are people who are connected with us. We're not spending enough time with them. And if that is the case, if you're an adult, if you're an elderly person, if you're a child, whatever age you are, please, let's resolve this. Let's sort this out. Make this firm intention today. Inshallah, we will spread kindness in our family, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those people who look after the values of their parents and loved ones, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are going to watch the daily reminder. Let's see what's here for us to watch, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A very wonderful hadith, subhanallah. The companion, the son of a companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, "My father, Abu Awfa, visited the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying the zakat. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed him with this supplication, 'O Allah Azza wa Jal, send down mercy upon the family of Abu Awfa.'" Now, commenting on this hadith, Sayyidina Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, "Sayyidina Abdullah is proudly paying gratitude to the Lord that we and our honorable father have been blessed with the supplication of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some said that the word al here is extra, meaning family. But the truth is that family in its actual meaning is that the blessings are bestowed upon Abu Awfa and the family. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not pray for these people only, but also for their offspring and their family members." Subhanallah, getting a dua from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May we do such good deeds as well that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam grants us and our family members with a dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful reminder. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, in life, the more you are growing in life, the more life experience you have, the more you realize the importance and significance of your parents. Those people whose parents are still alive, please value them. Look after them, especially in the old age. Now, if they have reached this age and they are struggling with their daily routines, I can recall another incident. Again, I'm sharing with you my personal experience to make you realize that these are real incidents. They happen in our society. I met someone not long ago. And this was a person, you could say, you know, a person who's had like a street life, who's probably been to prison so many times. And I've not really known him before this moment. I met with him and I spoke to him for at least 1.5-2 hours. I was there for a long time with him. And the reason I was there is not because I wanted to be there. It was that circumstance that this person wanted to talk to someone from our local masjid management. And he wanted to make a point, or he wanted the masjid to play a role in his family problems. He wanted to resolve certain issues. But this person, when he came to me, regardless of who he is, what his background is and how he was behaving, leave that to one side. There's one thing that he said that really touched my heart. And I want to share this with my viewers of Rise and Shine today. This person, he was talking about his in-laws, and he's got a brother-in-law. This individual, he, due to whatever reason, he went to prison for about 19 years. He served time for 19 years. After his, you know, serving of prison, he came, returned home. And obviously, just for a moment, try to imagine his both parents are alive. Them 19 years, just imagine how difficult time that they had to go through. Just imagine every morning when they woke up in the morning, their son wasn't there. Every night when they slept, their son wasn't there. They cried for him. You know, they did dua for them. They read so many wazaif, you know, litanies. They've been reciting so many kalimat so that my son comes back home safely. They've been crying. They've been making dua all their life for 19 years in particular, while his son was in prison for naughty things. It was his fault. Regardless of that, after 19 years, this son, by the way, this son is not someone, you know, who's probably like 25, 30 year old. Now, this son is probably around 50 years of age, around that age. And he returns home. He only spends about 3 weeks in his house. And during this period, obviously his parents have become very old now. And they can't even mobilize. They can't even, you know, move around in their own house. They struggle. When the father is on the sofa, he can't even move around. He needs support. He needs help. Similarly, the mother, she can't move around in the normal routine. She needs assistance. She needs help. And they can't even talk properly. So this son, he's been in prison. He's come home. And just within these 3 weeks, there's one thing that he said. He said after 3 weeks, that's it. I can't have this anymore. I can't live here anymore. You know, every morning that he's waking up and he's seeing his mom and dad sitting lying down on the sofas, and he's saying, no, this is making me depressed. I was hearing these words and I thought, what on earth is happening here? What is he saying? How can this child be their son? You know, I don't know how to express this. This is how bad it was. He only spent, you know, after 19 years away from parents, comes home for just 3 weeks, and then he has such remarks about his own mother and father. And he says, I don't want to live with them. I can't hack this. I can't look after them. This is too much for me. I need to move out. And they have another family house. He basically forced to enter the other house. So he left his parents in that old age state. Their parents are still alive. May Allah give them long and healthy life. But my dear brother, these are real incidents. They are happening within our streets. We don't need to look far. They are happening within our own circle. And if you are aware of anyone like that, please try to reach out to these lonely parents. These people, such individuals who are struggling. Trust me, it's so hard for them. You know, it's affecting the life, the mental well-being. They are struggling. They need help. They need someone to sit down with them. You don't need to, you know, not every time you'll have to spend money on people. You know, just, you know, sometimes just sitting with them means a lot. It's more than your wealth, especially your parents. Why should your parents go through this? You know, maybe there's youngsters watching this program whose parents normally wait for them till late night. No, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, they're waiting for you. They can't get to sleep because you might be enjoying yourself. You're going out with your friends. You're having all that fun out there. But your parents are in pain. They are worried. They are concerned about you. They are worried about your well-being. And they can't go to sleep until they've seen you enter your house. Why does your parents have to suffer? Why do they have to go through this? Why are you making life hard for them? Please, my dear viewers of Rise and Shine, please realize if there's anyone we have hurt, anyone we have broken ties with, our life is too short. Life is too short to have grudges in our hearts. Remove these shackles and become friends again. Make up with them. Yeah? And I'm going to give you a tip. If there's anyone that you're not happy with, you've broken ties, you've not spoken to someone for a long period, I'm going to share a tip with you. Please try to apply this in your life. Inshallah, you will find this very fruitful. And this tip is, somehow you need to have this willpower, you know, have this courage to stand in front of that person, reach out to that person, go meet him, meet that individual, meet that auntie, whoever it is, go and see them. physically make that bold step, go in front of them, the first 3 seconds will be difficult. You'll think, I don't know what to say, or I've done so much wrong, or they've done so much, whatever. Yeah, whatever's happened, forget that. You've come now to reconcile. Therefore, you have to leave everything to one side. Yeah, just them first few moments will be difficult. But if you can pass them, then things will become normal. You'll be talking again. You'll be happy again. You'll be meeting, you know, you'll be having good discussions again. There'll be a family bond again. It's just a matter of breaking the ice. Them few moments at the beginning, that's it. They are the difficult ones. If you can pass them, inshallah, it'll become a lot easier for you. It'll be a massive relief. You know, as if you got like a huge load on your shoulders, it'll just go, whew, it's just gone away from you. And you'll be relaxed. You'll be happy. You'll be the happiest person on this earth then. Please try to realize the importance of those loved ones who deserve more attention from you. Reach out to them. Spend quality time with them, inshallah. Azawajal. My dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we do regularly watch a daily hadith as well, so we can enlighten our hearts. Let's listen to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
One reality that no one can escape from is the reality of death. Whether someone is a believer or not, he cannot deny death. It is to occur most certainly. A person will live for a certain duration and then he will die. Some people die young, some people die old. This is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has destined for each and every person. Now remember, as Muslims, when someone passes away, when someone dies, our fellow believer, we honor that believer. We go to his funeral prayer. We make dua for him. But in the hadith, we are told certain other things to do on the day of the funeral as well, to gain maximum reward. Let us read a hadith that is found in both Bukhari and Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He states, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من اتبع جنازة مسلم إيمانا وإحتسابا, whoever follows the janazah, the funeral procession of a believer, in a state of iman and in hope of reward, وكان معه حتى يصلي عليها, and he stays with the funeral procession until the funeral salah is offered, وَيَفْرُغَ مِنْ دَفْنِهَا, and until the people have finished from burying the deceased person, فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ بِقِرَاطَيْنِ, that person returns with ajr, with reward equivalent to 2 qirat, and each qirat, كُلُّ qiratin مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ, and each qirat is equivalent to the mount of Uhud. Whoever's been to Medina al-Munawwara will know that this mount is not small. The mount of Uhud is massive. And a person who goes to offer janazah salah, he stays with the funeral procession until the janazah prayer is done, until the burial is done, he will return with reward equivalent to 2 qirat. And 1 qirat is equivalent to Mount Uhud. And he's returning with 2 qirat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ قَبْلَ أَن تُدْفَنَ فَإِنَّهُ يَرْجِعُ بِقِيرَاتٍ. But as for the person who only offers the salah but doesn't go with the funeral procession to the graveyard to bury the person, then he will return with 1 qirat reward, meaning reward equivalent to Mount Uhud. But the first person, he will gain reward equivalent to 2 qirat. Allah Ta'ala enable us to honor our fellow believers when they pass away and to fulfill what has been mentioned in this beautiful hadith to maximize our rewards.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, you are watching the daily hadith. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, today's topic is never leave your loved ones alone. And I hope we have discussed this in a very in a depth, and I've given you a few practical examples how people have felt lonely. I'm going to give you another example. In the masjid, it's a day of Jumu'ah where we have a big congregation, and normally after the Jumu'ah Salah we meet and greet each other. A lot of people give salam, which is a beautiful thing, subhanAllah. It's really nice. It's one of the best part of the week where you get a chance to meet so many loved ones, so many family members, people from your society, and you give salam to them. Now, it makes you really feel happy and motivated. But in the same gathering, there are people, not one, not two, but quite a few people who attend the same masjid, who attend the same Jum'ah Salah, who are in the same gathering, but no one gives them salam. No one gives them attention. They come in and they see loads of people in their own little world. They just come in, make their way to the prayer mat where they're going to perform salah. They just stay there. The imam does the speech and does the khutbah, performs the salah. After salah, these people make their way back. They queue up and they make their way back and they leave the masjid. And throughout this half an hour they've spent in the masjid, no one gives them salam. No one's talked to them. Is it because it's someone from a different tribe? It's not from your family culture? Is it because someone is from a different background? It's from a different country? Why is it like that? Why are these people left lonely? And we need to realize this. Maybe, you know, we can't feel this because it doesn't happen to us. Because we do have people who are connected with us. But a lot of people who are from this background, who are from the minority Muslims, who live in your society, they feel very lonely. And in particular on the Eid day. I've actually physically experienced this, you know, with someone in a gathering of maybe around 1,000 people, near 1,000 people in that same hall, after the Eid Salah, where everyone is hugging each other, giving salam to each other, saying Eid Mubarak to everyone. And I noticed one person, one young man who was standing in the middle of the masjid under the dome, you know, right in the middle, the centerpiece. He was just standing there, and I remember one hand he was just moving, you know, back and forward, the other hand was in his pocket. And it was like a state of confusion, a state of not belonging here. And whilst I was meeting with people, I realized that someone there is not mixing in. And then I just cut the line, you know, I just, you know, went quickly to that person and said, Assalamu alaikum. Then, you know, he was so happy that someone came to meet him. I hugged him, we gave salam, we spoke to each other. And within a few moments, I realized that he's a newly revert. He's a new Muslim. And he's not local from this society, he's come from a different city. The reason he came to our local masjid to read salah is because he works close by. So he's one of his friends, or someone from his family, or someone he knows, they brought him there. And he's in the masjid and his people are not meeting him. So on one side, there's a rush of people towards the exit where people are meeting each other as well, giving salam and talking to each other. On the other side, there's a queue that people line up to meet the imam, to say Eid Mubarak to the imam and the senior people in the masjid. And this person was in the middle, didn't know what to do. And there's two things that I want to make you realize. One is, please look out for these people. Reach out to them. They very easily spotted. You can see them in your own area. No one's talking to them. Give salam to them. These elderly people, even if they're young people, even if they're, you know, teenagers, but they're from different community, they need welcoming. Don't make them feel that, you know, this particular place belongs to only one certain culture. No. No, we're a Muslim family. Let's bring them together. Let's show them love and happiness. Let's show them connections. And inshallah, they are willing to come forward. They want to be part of your culture as well, inshallah. That's one thing to keep in mind. Second thing is those people who become the reason for bringing such individuals to the masjid. So someone who's come from a different background, different culture, if that is your friend and you made him come to the masjid, then it's your responsibility as his social mentor. It's your responsibility to make sure he connects with the rest of people. You need to go around and introduce him. Introduce him to the imam, introduce him to the senior management of the masjid, introduce him to the senior brothers of Dawat Islami in the local community, introduce him to the local Muslims there and make him aware that this brother is Brother Adam, this brother is Khalil, this brother is Abu Bakr, whatever his names are, and tell them, make people aware. You need to play a role so he can mix in with the Muslim society. So he's not left alone. The reason I'm mentioning to you the topic about Eid is because it's the Eid moment where such people feel the loneliest day of the year. Because on the Eid gathering, no one gives them salam. And I'm saying, when I say no one, I mean like rarely, only a handful of people will greet them. Then they will make their way back to their home. When they enter the house, it's that same old house. Obviously, everyone goes to their own house. But in the kitchen, there's nothing cooked. There's nothing really nice made. And this is everything's dry. You know what happens? These people, they spend the day of Eid in hiding. They spend the day of Eid at home. They don't go outside. Because whenever they go outside, they see other people meeting each other, hugging everyone, you know, giving salam to people. Then they're celebrating the day of Eid. They're showing their happiness. They feel alone. They can't see it. It hurts them. So they spend the day in the house. They go into hiding. And some of them, they try to sleep the whole day. So they don't have to show their face to anyone else. And they don't have to. Why do they have to go through that? It's not fair. It's not right. So please reach out to those people. So let me summarize some of the key points from today's episode. My dear brothers and viewers of Rise and Shine, there are so many people in our society who deserve attention from us. They need love. They need affection. They need our quality time. We should never leave them alone. In this dunya, we should be with them, especially when they are struggling, when they are in need, when they are in pain. You need to be there. You need to be there. Please realize this. If you need to change your circumstances, your life routine, your work pattern, whatever you need to do, change all that for your loved ones. Make those sacrifices. Inshallah, this will be a great means of reward and blessings in your household, inshallah. And also those of you whose parents, whose loved ones have passed away, they've gone now. They can't come back in the dunya and perform sajda. They can't come back in the dunya and recite the glorious Quran. They can't come back in the dunya, do the sadaqah. Now, it's like a responsibility on your shoulders to perform good actions on their behalf. Do charity work on their behalf. Yeah, do nice things. Recite Quran. Do tilawat of the Quran. Do send isale thawab to them. Remember them in your du'as. Make a firm routine in your life where you remember your parents. There's a beautiful du'a that has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. The du'a where you're asking for mercy for your parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّ يَعْنِي صَغِيرًا رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّ يَعْنِي صَغِيرًا Why don't you learn this du'a? Why don't you bring this du'a regularly on your tongue? Why don't you make du'a for mercy for your both parents? Like the way they showed kindness, the way they showed mercy to you when you were little, when you were a child. They went through the struggle. Why don't you make the dua? Ya Allah, I ask you. In fact, whilst we are going to the closing moments of this program, why don't we make dua for our parents, for our loved ones? Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, our Rabb, Ya Allah, have mercy on our both parents. Have mercy on our family members. Have mercy on our household. Ya Allah, have mercy on our relatives. Have mercy on all those Muslims who are connected with us. Make this regular dua, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep you all safe and protected. My dear brothers, whilst we are moving into the last 10 minutes of this episode, why don't we take a time and watch a short clip of Kaniz Fatima. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima achi banchi hai sachi hai sabke kaam ye aati hai
wow bhai
achi baatein sikhati hai
wow
chote muh se baat badi ye aksar kar jati hai kitni achi bachi hai
bahut achi hai
baat mein ye sachi hai
koi galat karta hai kuch to ye use samjhati hai
अरे वाह, ये क्या है?
ये स्टार्स आ कहाँ से रहे हैं?
अल्लाहु अकबर, अल्लाहु अकबर, अल्लाहु अकबर. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ameen. आपी, ये आप तस्बीह पर क्या पढ़ रही थी?
रायका, मैं हर नमाज के बाद तस्बीह फातिमा पढ़ती हूँ।
तस्बीह फातिमा, ये क्या होती है आपी?
सुभान अल्लाह, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह और अल्लाहु अकबर का वेन तस्बीह फातिमा कहलाता है।
आपी, ये कितनी दफा पढ़ना होता है?
रायका, तस्बीह फातिमा में सुभान अल्लाह 33 टाइम्स, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह भी 33 टाइम्स और अल्लाहु अकबर 34 टाइम्स पढ़ा जाता है। ये वो तस्बीह है जिसे हमारे प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वालैहि वसल्लम ने हजरत फातिमा रदियल्लाहु अन्हा को पढ़ने के लिए दी थी और फरमाया था कि ये तुम्हारे लिए खादिम से बेहतर है, यानी कि तुम्हारी सारी थकावट दूर हो जाए और सब काम अब खुद ही कर लिया करोगी।
अगर ये तस्बीह मैं भी पढ़ूंगी तो क्या मुझे भी थकावट नहीं होगी? मैं भी तो स्कूल जाती हूँ, ट्यूशन जाती हूँ, अपना सारा होमवर्क करती हूँ और फिर आपके और मम्मा के सारे काम भी करती हूँ। थकन तो मुझे भी बहुत हो जाती है।
अरे भाई, तो इसे आप भी पढ़े ना, ये तो बहुत अच्छी बात है, आपको भी इससे बहुत फायदा होगा।
सुभान अल्लाह, इसे क्या मैं अभी पढ़ सकती हूँ?
क्यों नहीं रायका, बिल्कुल पढ़ सकती है, लेकिन हर नमाज के बाद इस तस्बीह को पढ़ना ज्यादा अफजल है। ये ले जाए नमाज में बैठकर अदब से पढ़ें और जब पढ़ लें तो ये जाए नमाज वहीं रखिएगा जहाँ इसकी जगह है, ताकि अगर अम्मी को नमाज पढ़नी हो तो वहीं से उठा लें।
ठीक है आप, ये जज़ाकल्लाहु खैरा।
Allahu Akbar.
Ya Allah, ye kya ho gaya?
Raika!
Ji aapi!
Jaldi se niche aakar doodh pi le!
Aayi! Ruk jao, kahan ja rahe ho? Aayi!
आराम से रायका, गिर जाएंगी। रायका, रायका देखा ना, गिर गई। ज्यादा लगी तो नहीं?
नहीं अभी नहीं लगी।
लगी है ना, मैंने आपको कितनी बार समझाया है, आहिस्ता चला करें और सीढ़ियों से हमेशा आराम से ही उतरा करें और उतरते हुए सुभान अल्लाह और सीढ़ियों से ऊपर चढ़ते हुए अल्लाहु अकबर का विर्द किया करें। यहाँ आकर बैठे, मैं आपके लिए दूध में हल्दी मिला कर लाती हूँ, आपको दर्द में आराम मिलेगा।
नहीं, मुझे ऐसे ही दे दे।
अरे रायका, कितनी बुरी बात है, एक तो आपने उल्टे हाथ से ग्लास पकड़ के दूध पिया जो कि सुन्नत के खिलाफ है। हमें हमेशा सीधे हाथ से ही हर चीज खानी चाहिए, सीधे हाथ से ही हर चीज देनी और लेनी चाहिए। दूसरी बात, आपने दूध पीने से पहले ना ही बिस्मिल्लाह शरीफ पढ़ी और ना ही दूध पीने की दुआ पढ़ी। क्या कह रही है? दुआ कब पूछ रही है? दूध पीने की दुआ ये है, अल्लाहुम्मा बारिक लना फीही वज़दना मिन्हु, ए अल्लाह पाक हमारे लिए इसमें बरकत अता फरमा और हमें मजीद अता फरमा। क्या हो गया है रायका आपको? वैसे तो आप चुप ही नहीं होती, अभी ये क्यों कर रही हैं? कुछ बोल क्यों नहीं रही? आपके मुंह में कुछ है ना? रायका, झूठ नहीं बोलते, पता है ना आपको झूठ बोलना कितनी बुरी बात है। कौन? एक मिनट, आई। आप यहीं रुके, मैं अभी आई।
शुक्र है बच गई। आप ही को पता चल जाता तो मसला हो जाता। बहुत नाराज होती वो तो।
रायका, मैंने आपसे कहा था ना वहीं रुके। बड़ों का कहना ना मानना बहुत बुरी बात है। और ये क्या छुपा रही हैं आप मुंह में?
ये छुपा रही थी।
ये क्या है?
आपकी तस्बीह का दाना।
ये कैसे निकल गया?
सिर्फ यही नहीं बल्कि सारे दाने निकल गए थे।
अल्लाह, रायका ये क्या किया आपने? तस्बीह तोड़ दी।
तोड़ी नहीं है, टूट गई है और सारे दाने बिखर गए थे। ये तो दूध के गिलास में चला गया था, इसीलिए मैं नीचे नहीं बोल रही थी क्योंकि मैंने मुँह में ये छुपाया हुआ था।
ओहो, तो मतलब आपने दूध पीते हुए वो मोती मुंह में रोक लिया था। रायका, खुदा ना खास्ता ये मोती अगर आपके हलक में फंस जाता या सांस की नाली में अटक जाता तो बता है आपके लिए कितनी मुश्किल हो जाती। रायका, हमेशा याद रखें, बच्चों को इस तरह से ये मोती, तस्बीह के दाने या सिक्के वगैरह कभी भी मुंह में लेकर नहीं खेलना चाहिए। ये अगर हलक में फंस जाए तो जान को भी खतरा हो सकता है, समझी?
जी समझ गई। इंशाल्लाह अब मैं ऐसा कभी नहीं करूँगी।
जज़ाकिल्लाहु खैरो। अल्लाह पाक आपको अपनी बात पूरी करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए। आमीन सुम्मा आमीन।
कनीज़ फातिमा, अच्छी बच्ची कनीज़ फातिमा।
सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम। सुभानअल्लाह, वी हैव दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी to watch a short clip of Kaniz Fatima, mashallah. You know, we had chance to watch this short clip, and if you watched it properly, you would have realized that there were so many points of messages for us. At the beginning, there was a discussion about the importance of reading Tasbih Fatima, now having the bead, having the tasbih in your hand and saying subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Reading the tasbih Fatima after each salah has great importance. We should try to develop this beautiful habit of reading this regularly. Inshallah, this will become a means of great rewards and blessings in our sustenance, in our household, in our families, inshallah. And all at the same time, there was this great, beautiful habit of making dua when you drink milk. So straight after you drank milk, read the dua of after drinking milk. And that, you know, these are things that that help you to better your character in your daily life. And alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that Dawood Islami has produced Ghulam Rasool cartoon series, Kaniz Fatima cartoon series, and other kids programs, animated programs that help us to better our character, that help us to connect with our deen, and they increase love and passion for ibadat, for worship, and to make us feel proud of our sunnah lifestyle for our Islamic principles. Therefore, to make a regular habit, even if it's half an hour every day, try to watch the Kids Madani channel with your children. Make this a regular habit, inshallah. If you want to give quality time, today's topic was importance of giving time to those who feel lonely. And mainly we spoke about the elderly people, the patients and who are struggling, and our relatives. But what about your children? So they feel lonely as well. They feel, my parents don't give us time. Why don't you spend that time, half an hour a day, watching Kids Madani channel with them? And once you spend the half an hour, watch the program, close the program and discuss it with them. And talk about what you learned from there. Engage with them. Inshallah, they will feel so connected with you. Inshallah, I hope this program was a means of increasing in knowledge for you. And hope so you've got some form of direction of where you should be heading in your life. May Allah Ta'ala keep us all safe and protected. May the next moments for our life become a reason for us increasing rewards and blessings and moving towards the right direction, towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Until then, stay safe, stay protected. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.